Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
You guys, I have just left Stephanie's house after this podcast. We've been at it for almost 2 hours, and I just want to give you a little bit of an insight that we tried our best for this podcast, okay? It was a shit show right from the beginning, so please, viewer discretion is advised. Rip and toss.
That's our new motto.
I just finished working out.
Yeah? Is that why you smell so good? Did you douse yourself in
something? I did. I Febreze the shit out of myself. I did change my clothes, though.
Oh, good for you.
To a dirty shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got deodorant on it.
I know. That's what you smell. Right there, the leftover deodorant.
That's probably what it is.
Put it on last Wednesday.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Do you know how to tell how much each specific body part of your body part weighs?
I didn't know.
Because these fucking arms, they're like Chuck Roast or whatever they're called. Is that what they're called? Yeah. Like huge. I tried to use, because it was week 5, back and biceps. Mm-hmm. It was all lifting today. It was a circuit, so there was no cardio. Thank the Lord, mm-hmm. Jesus. But it made it so much harder. It was like 4 sets of 10. 3 times in a row, and then another 4 sets of 10, 3 times in a row. Mm-hmm. Then a burnout. And then bar arms. Do you know how hard bar you do because you've been doing it?
But I've been cheating. So I've only been doing like the lift circuit, and if there's like extra, I don't do it because I can't breathe after I'm done with bar.
Do you do bar first?
No. Oh. I do the bar last, but I'm just saying, like...
You're saving, you're reserving energy.
Correct.
Okay. I am not going to lie. I have been modifying the cardio because I can't jump around like a buffoon anymore.
Jump around.
My neck, and I've been trying to listen to
my body
so I can exercise.
As long as we're doing something, right?
I'm telling you right now, I've been sweating like a hog.
You feel like your guns have gotten bigger?
I feel... Do you know... Do you know when you get a dead arm? I can't move my arm.
You gotta do it while I'm doing it because it gets tired and I can't hold that position for very long. Are you ready?
But, ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
Do you know when somebody hits you when you get a dead arm?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now, so don't make me move much. They're just like not there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I felt like that last week with legs.
Yeah. I was laying down doing the lat pullover.
Oh,
and my dumb ass was like, let's try 17 and a half pounds.
Yeah.
Oh. All I could picture was a medical emergency because my arms were shaking like little Bambi deer. Deer Bambi? I don't know. Anyways, but I thought I was going to drop that weight right on my head.
That every time I do that, that's all I can think about is smashing a weight in my skull.
And I think about what people would see when they came to, like, they found my, like, I found her in the garage with a weight on her head, you know? Like.
And then they would have to put a murder investigation out because what dumbass uses 17 and a half?
We should look that up and see if people have died from that.
Probably. You guys, welcome to the CarCast Moms.
That's Tashina Galvin.
That's Stephanie Pellegrini.
And we're the CarCast Moms.
We made it.
I love our song.
What?
I love our song. Every time I listen to our podcast, I'm just like, we are so legit. We even have a song.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend over and I was showing him the song.
Why would you show anybody our podcast?
I was mainly just showing him the song because I think it's like
the one that Susie sings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not the one we sing.
Okay.
And he was like, that's cool. What's it say? And so then I had to tell him the words. I mean, it does take a second to get the words.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like the tone of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But once you get the words, it's so catchy.
Catchy.
Catchy as hell.
Like COVID.
Yeah. I brought this book to tell you a story.
Okay.
This is the book I'm reading right now. Do you see the author? Please read the author.
Chevy Stevens.
Okay.
Okay.
My dumbass told a patient at my work today that I was reading a book by Chevy Chase. She looked at me like I was so dumb. And then I got home and I was like, you are dumb. It's Chevy Stevens. Stevens.
That's Chevy.
Chevy. Chase, right. He's an author now.
Chevy Chase is a...
Isn't it the dude in Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Is he dead?
I'm fairly certain.
It's the dad, right?
Yeah. And then...
He died.
Yeah.
That's a question. He died?
And I gave you the yes. Wow. I'm fairly certain. We better look this up. Chevy.
No wonder she looked at me like I was the... She's probably like, I don't think that lady has read a book in her life.
Oh, just kidding. He's still alive and well. I could have swore he died.
I was like, I never heard that.
He's 79 years old, so, I mean, the chances are he most likely is going to.
I have another story to tell you about...
Where's she going? Is she coming over here? Am I going to have to pause this?
I think she's checking the mail.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So, today at work, I had a patient tell me, she was like...
I don't know what happened. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, there's four... Are you still on there?
Yeah, four of us that
There's four there. Of us who work there, and so I was helping her out, and she's like, I'm really starting to get your guys' personalities down pat. And so I was like, well, we're going to have to change it up on you then. And she just kind of like, chuckle.
Wait, that means she's talking about our podcast? Like, she actually listens to us?
No, she's this has nothing to do with you, you narcissist.
Oh. Well, if it doesn't have anything to do with me, I don't want to fucking know about it. What do I
care? This has to do with the four people who work at my work, and the patient who said she just... got all of our she's starting to get all, all right, of our all personalities right.
I'm into
down
it now. Okay,
so I told her, like, I guess we'll have to switch it up on you. And so then we start talking more, and she decides to tell me about how she was outside this weekend, and she caught a wind current and she fell. Ooh, and she was
an upward draft.
She was saying, like, you know when you do something stupid and you, like, the first thing you do is look around and make sure nobody saw you instead of make sure you're okay? Like,
correct.
Did anybody see that? And she's like, nobody saw it. And so I was like, are you sure? You should probably check Google Maps because you're probably tits up. Like, and she started laughing so hard, and she was like, that was funny. You are going to change things up on me. I was like a millennial. I was so offended.
I was so offensed.
I was so offensed. Like, I'm funny all the time. All the time.
She just doesn't understand your humor yet.
I guess. Because she was like, she was tickled. And I was like, I'll tickle you more all the time. I'm funny. Yeah, and I was just like, I'll tickle you more. Come back.
My God.
Really though, I feel like I'm so funny and I make comments like that all the time, and so many people just look at me. Like another patient, I tied his feet up and I'm like, okay, now is where you're gonna run a mile. And no laughter. And I was like, haha, not a funny joke. And he just kept staring at me.
I just feel like some people have no sense of humor anymore. Like, there is nothing. People are just dead inside. I'm
not
sure.
Gonna say I dislike my job, but I count to 10 over and over again all day long. Like, give me a little bit of laughter.
Right.
Let me joke with you.
Let me live in between
and just
1
so you
and
know,
10.
I'm not inappropriate. I never told her she was tits up because that's wrong. I said you should probably check Google Maps in case you're like laying in the middle of the road.
Tits up was funnier.
It was, but I don't say those kinds of things at work unless it's
somebody
I know.
You know, I think it's kind of bullshit because we should be allowed to be ourselves at work because people probably would like you more if you were allowed to be yourself.
Oh my God, I thought that was fun. I don't know why I thought about it. How do people do that? Because people like really plan around Google Maps and when they take pictures and they're like out sunbathing. And how do you know when they're going to take pictures?
You don't.
So you just sunbathe every day, like, with
your chocolate-covered starfish out and hope nobody gets... I mean, I told you the other day that the fucking Google Maps came driving by, and I was like, with my fucking dumb face, and I was like, great, that's going to be the video that's... Or the...
I've never seen Google Maps ever drive by or fly by or anything that
it's
has to do
with it. It's a car that's got a little...
Then how do they get an aerial? They see your backyard.
Well, that's a fucking...
Plane.
Drone.
I never seen one of those either.
But I see the Google one all the time. It's got the little tripod thing at the top.
Yeah. Anyways, those are my two stories for today.
Okay. So, we are trying to be a better people, and we've decided to do a little list. So, we got our intro done. High five. We need to do some housekeeping. My housekeeping is not from the last podcast, but it is from a previous podcast. When we said we needed to free Britney, you guys, I'm fairly certain we were wrong. Like,
do you know that we talked about this in another podcast?
Did we?
Yeah, where we said we probably should have thought about that.
Okay, well.
Do you know she's getting a divorce now?
That's not even her, number one.
I don't think so either.
It's not her. I mean,
her,
I don't understand how you
Zac
have a...
Zac Efron, Katy Perry, like, they're all gone.
Kanye?
Yeah. Did you see that he got kicked off a boat in, like, Italy or some shit?
Yeah, because it's not him. His robot was fucking tweaking out.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know why that's my robot noise, but...
I think they're all in some, like, underground thing waiting for a nuclear bomb that they know is going to happen that we don't. And they're going to repopulate the planet with the people that they think... I'll think they're...
I just can't imagine that that's really Britney.
I totally just thought about that all in my head right now. It's not really what I think. No, I don't think it's Britney either. I don't think...
I don't understand how she could have perfect teeth.
Unless they had, like, those caps that people can have.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Her teeth weird me out, though. I'm like...
But even just in general, her face and, like, her body structure doesn't look the same to me. I mean, I know people age and stuff, but...
She's not aging well. So anyway, that'll be the last time that we bring that up because should not have happened.
Sometimes I read her post and I'm like, what meth lab did I just crawl into? I can't even understand the words that she's typing. Have you read them?
No.
A lot of them don't make sense.
I am not.
They're sporadic.
No, I don't. No. Speaking of meth lab, really quick, changing the topic. Did you see the Lyon County's post today? So there was a statement that was put out that yesterday there was a call to three people that were unconscious. So they go to the call.
Was this at Black Bear?
That is not what I thought you were going to say. You just juiced all over my homework.
I'm so sorry.
You guys, she just sneezed all over my stuff without sneezing.
Ew! It just breathed out.
No, it was at a home. Okay. There was three people. They overdosed. Two of them, one of them was pronounced dead when they got there. One of them went to the ambulance, pronounced dead there. The other one got taken to a hospital.
Where was this?
Fernley.
Fernley, okay.
So I don't know what time that was. Let's say 10 o'clock. That happened.
At night?
Yes.
Morning, okay.
At night. By 1:15 a.m., the person, they got another call, unresponsive male.
Same area?
Few blocks down. Same male from the first call that got taken to Reno.
Was back?
Yes.
And now is he dead?
No, they saved his ass again, Narcan'd him again. Like,
Narcan's a thing.
But I'm just like, oh my god, what are the chances within 9 hours you're fucking ODing again? Well, I mean, the chances are very high, but
I was just wondering because I heard a call yesterday. I have no idea what the call was because I heard the end of the call, but it was at Black Bear, and then I heard like three different agencies doing mutual aid, so I was like, what's happening there? But I don't know.
Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to go off course. Do you have any housekeeping that you would like to talk about? Did we say something wrong in the last podcast? Obviously not.
I can't even remember anything.
Me either.
Okay. I did listen. Did you pause it?
No.
Every time you touch that, I think you're pausing it.
Yeah.
I did listen to some of our podcast today at lunch before I took my hazmat pre-test, practice test, and we're just the best. I think we're so funny.
Yeah, I do too.
How many podcasts are we going to talk about how funny we are?
Every
single one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, next on the list is your favorite thing this week. What has happened to you that's been your favorite thing this
week? First of all, it's Tuesday.
Well, I mean, since the last time we spoke, it's been
a week. I probably can't answer this. Yesterday, I was so grumpy. Like, so grumpy that I was just finding anybody on the planet to fight with me, and it happened to be the man I live with when I got home from work. Like, gross. Please take your dinner to your room so we can chat.
Oh.
And then I brought up everything that's happened since 1914 that he's had no part of.
Right.
And I'm like, let's talk this out.
And he's like,
I think he's a little terrified.
Great.
It wound up well though.
Oh.
Yeah.
For who?
I'm just kidding. He's still alive.
Well, and he's still here.
Yeah. And then I woke up this morning feeling like it was Thursday, like 4 days passed in the one Monday. Like, yesterday was so long and I was so dead tired, but I don't know what happened. I was like in a, what's it called, where you're some
comatose state?
That, but like an alternate universe.
Oh, that's what happened to me today. I looked at the clock and it was 4:48. 35 minutes passed. I looked back at the clock and it was 4:48.
I hate that. That happened.
Excuse me. I listened to 3 fucking songs. I know it's not still 4:48.
That's insane because it happened to me today too. I was able to...
Are we in a different universe?
I literally scanned an entire chart in and only 3 minutes had passed.
Well, maybe you're just really...
No, fast. That's not the case.
Oh.
They don't call me speedy for nothing. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're in a different universe today, maybe. I don't know. Time seems to be really passing
slowly.
I'm
sorry that I can't answer your question. I don't know anything good that's happened this week. Today was picture day for high school, and I sent Trinity to school not even knowing about it, and she came in with her hair all crazy like, Mom, today was picture day, and I look like this! And I was like, oh, you're always beautiful, and she's like, you're a liar. Sorry. God, I'm so bad at parenting. I really am.
Don't you check Infinite Campus?
I check their grades all the time, but I don't check,
just
like...
click on the next tab that says, like, announcements.
Do you know? No.
Do you know? Negative.
Do you know how many emails I get, like, sign up for Class Dojo, somebody's teacher, blah, 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 has a message for you. Delete?
Oh.
If they want to contact me...
They will? Well, that's why they contacted you.
But let me tell you why it's happening. Because... my ATM card.
What? That has nothing to
do. It does.
My ATM card.
Listen, my ATM card that was part of this phone, that was like signed up on this phone,
okay,
is not alive anymore. It's been X-nayed.
Okay.
So I got a new one.
Okay.
I can't download any apps on my phone because I can't figure out how to effing change my card to the new one. I tried to do it today and it said it's already in there.
You're taking all sorts of pictures.
But when I go to put it in, it says it's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to get an app, it says you need to update your billing. Can't buy, can't purchase. So I can't even get Class Dojo.
Oh. Well, that's a good excuse.
It is a good
excuse. Yeah.
It is.
That you're technically challenged. Good
even
job.
Though this was all last year, too, that I never got Class Dojo. Oh. And this just happened recently. So, but we're going to blame it on that.
Okay. Good for you.
I check their grades daily, every day.
Me too.
Literally, even the first day
Me
of
too.
School. So, in that case, my daughter came to me on Friday morning, Jaden, mm-hmm. and was like, Mom, so here's the plan. In Miss Crane's class, every day that you don't turn something in, it's minus 10 points. But the weekends don't count. So I'm going to turn it in on Monday. And I was like, Jaden? What are you talking about? Well, she gave us a paper yesterday and I didn't understand it, so... Like, so you have something due today in the first week of school that you didn't understand and you didn't even talk to your teacher about it? Where is it? Maybe I can help you. Well, I didn't bring it home. The whole class left it. And I'm like, first of all, don't play the whole class did it game because we're not doing this. And it's the first year that they have grades and she's
right.
already stressing out. So I was like, listen to me. We are not starting off the school year... with late paper, missing paper, like, you're never going to catch up if you start the school year like this.
Right.
I'm like, your little logical plan that you had in there? First of all, why'd you tell me?
Right.
I don't even understand. Like, you pretty much, like, gave yourself away. I yelled at her so much that she was literally crying on the way to school. Like, you better fix it. It better be turned in today. You better go talk to your teacher. And she's like, well... And I'm like, wait a second. You didn't even have intentions of talking to your teacher? She just, like, stared at me, and I'm like, explain to me logically how, if you were going to turn it in on Monday, but not talk to your teacher, how are you going to all of a sudden figure out how to do it if you don't know how to do it now?
Right.
She just stared at me, like...
We just have to remember that their frontal lobes aren't fully formed.
I'm about to deform it. I was talking to my mom about it, though, and she was just laughing, and she's like, Stephanie, the only difference between her and you would have just done it and turned it in on
right.
Monday. But she tells you, so you can at least appreciate that. Like, right. Jaden's honest to a fault.
Right. Which, too honest.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Sometimes.
Depending on who you are and if you're the blunt of it.
Sometimes it's good for me, sometimes it's good for her, sometimes right. It's bad for me, bad for her. I don't
know. Right?
Or whoever else is in her vicinity, because she just says what she feels.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of this week?
The thunderstorms that we've been having.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't feel like there's been any fucking rain, but she's been a thundering and a lightning over there, and I'm like, when is it coming?
I know.
And then I was telling Matt, like, we've never had this much. And he's like, it's fall. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we normally go from 98 degrees to 40. So we normally don't get, like, the little rain in the afternoons or whatever.
I feel like we're all confused about it because we never had our smoky summer. So it's like summer didn't even happen.
Right.
We're all used to the smoke.
The smoke.
Yeah, I love the thunder. It really is my favorite.
Can I tell you what aggravated me?
I would love to hear it.
So, I got a bill from Maurice's doctor.
Okay.
Okay? $10,000. After we've already paid like $15,000 for our deductible. So I call and I'm like, what is this charge for? Like, why? Like, we've already paid all of the out-of-pocket and the deductible. Like, so apparently, when Maurice went through the ER, it was fine. The hospital was covered and the doctor was covered. But the next week, when we came back, the doctor wasn't covered under that insurance plan. So he's an out-of-network provider.
Why? Because it was past the emergency?
Correct. And within a week, I needed to find a microvascular plastic surgeon to work on my 9-year-old's hand. Within a week. So, I wrote an appeal.
I'm very good at strongly worded letters. Yes. And you didn't even ask me for help.
I know. Well, I'm going to try it by myself first, and then if I need a professional assistance, we'll see.
Professional, I like that you said that. Keep going.
So, I got a 2-page letter.
Back?
No. Oh, and an 85 pages worth of his medical records that I sent off to him. Within a week, I got a letter back saying that they got my information. However, to proceed with the appeal, I need to have written consent from the patient to be his authorized representative.
That's not true. He's a minor.
Exactly. I was like, so first of all, they didn't fucking read it because the first fucking sentence is my 9-year-old son.
Yeah. That's not a thing, is it?
So fucking livid. So they sent me this form that I had to fill out, and pretty much it was like they had it all filled out. Maurice was just supposed to sign the bottom. Or if he's a minor, a parent has to sign it.
Are you serious?
So you denied my appeal so I could sign something that I've already signed and already sent to you.
That's insane.
So I call and they were like, oh, I know, you know, that's just the representative, so I'm pissed off at the wrong person, you know.
It always
and they're like,
that way.
Honestly, they just throw you through hoops so that way you won't fight it. That's all they're doing. Just fucking sign the piece of paper and send it back to them.
And then they'll probably send you something else.
Oh, yeah. She's like, prepare for this to be like a long thing.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I've already gotten another bill from the place. So I call them up and I'm like, listen, I don't want to go to collections, but I'm not paying this.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have any type of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't find a microvascular surgeon within a week that will work on him that is in the area. Anyway, and so they were like, no, we'll put it on your record, so I'm sure they're going to send me to collection, so I'll probably fucking go to jail soon. I don't know. If they don't pay it, I've decided I'm going to pay $5 a month for the rest of my life. Until it's paid.
One time, a long time ago, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I had somebody knock on my door, all official with a badge, and hand me a piece of paper for something, some collection thing that I didn't pay that went to the court. I was freaking out because I'm like, I'm going to get arrested. And Are you the type of person that every time you get pulled over, even though you didn't do anything wrong, you're like, do I have a warrant? And
yes.
You stress out, because I do that every time. And so now, when I do get pulled over, I think of that situation because I never took care of it. I called the lady and we got in a fight and I hung up on her and I never did anything else about it.
Oh.
So I do panic.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's been more than 7 years, they've definitely...
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And they, like, I Googled it and it's like a lien. There's a word for it, but basically it's just trying to scare you to pay your fucking bill. But it was a medical bill from way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like pregnant with Trinity, I think. So like 14 years ago.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to come after you now. Might be for something else, but
and
not for now.
Most people have medical debt. Like most people do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's the only debt I have. I don't even own a credit card, but I have medical debt.
Yeah.
I try to get a Kohl's credit card because everybody's like, hey, get a credit card. Fix your credit.
Right.
They won't even give me one. Fuckers.
Bastards.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was irritated about, that my 9-year-old said, and then Matt's like, fucking make him write a letter. Can't fucking read it anyway.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you should have him cut out, like the murderers do, cut out things from a magazine and put it all there and then sign his name all big and blocky and then take a picture of him.
Yeah.
Is it his writing hand? It's not. Is it?
Are you going to answer? Yes, it is. It's his right hand.
It is.
Yes.
Fuck. Well, then...
He's doing very well. I talked to his teacher today.
I know, but they don't have to know that. Have him just, like, sign all fucking retardedly and then send a picture of his hand.
I'll have him sign it with his toes. Because I talked to his teacher today, and she's like, he's doing fine. His handwriting's great. Like...
If they want
to
play games, you can play games, too. Maurice?
I have a few... Yeah.
Sign this with your mouth.
Put it in your ear hole. Okay.
That's crazy, though. I can't believe that they said that.
I was fucking livid. Like...
Yeah,
what?
I don't blame you.
Are you talking about? And they're like, just sign it and
do you follow
move
that
on.
One dude on TikTok that talks to you about how you can get out of medical bills? Huh. Like he works at a hospital. I think he works in billing, but there's like things that you can if you call for like a summarized thing of the a lot of times they take most of it off before they
get it. Yeah, so they've already like brought it down. It started at 10, now it's like at 8.
Mm.
And so that's my next step. If they're really telling
like
me that
itemized?
I have to pay it, then I want an itemized bill.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, so the hospital is in network,
but the
doctor isn't.
Well,
and
is it like,
like an American
traveling
system?
The entire medical insurance system is such a scam anyways.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is so many people don't look into stuff like that.
Yeah, and they just
and
pay
so
it.
They wind up with millions of dollars.
Here's another thing. If anybody has to have a surgery or ends up going to the ER, whatever, do not pay the first bill that you get. Wait.
Why?
Because Tashina was scared, so I paid our whole entire deductible with the first bill that I received. Then I kept getting bills. And I'm like, it's already fucking paid. Like, what's happening? Come to find out, there was 3 bills before the big one that I paid that had to be paid first. There's one for like $500, one for like $1,200, one for like $1,300. Those have to be paid and then you pay. And I'm like, why don't they just have you pay your health insurance? And then your health insurance can see who, that would be smarter.
Because
so then
they
I had
wind
to get
up
a
with more money.
Yeah. Then I had to get a refund from the big place. And I was like, they're not going to do that. Well, they did. Because apparently it happens all the fucking time. Or call your insurance and be like, okay, who was the first person that billed for this incident?
What a shit show,
though. Oh, it's a fucking nightmare. I'm just like...
When I had Trinity and they sent me an itemized bill, it was like a $2,000 for a blanket.
Yeah.
For using a blanket. I'm like, they just rack it up as much
as
they can.
Because nobody ever asks for an itemized bill. They'll give
nobody
you an ibuprofen and it's $65.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Maverick and get you one for $4.
Right.
And it's 800 milligrams if you take all 4, which is what the hospital gives you anyways.
Exactly.
Fucking stupid.
Anyway, shit show of America.
Well, good luck, and if you need help writing a letter, God, I got a lot of pent-up rage I can use.
Okay. You're next. You're tagging. Speaking of America, so yesterday was September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was the first year that when I scrolled on my Facebook feed, there wasn't...
Barely anything?
Barely anything. Mm-hmm. And
I
it made
that
me
too.
So fucking sad. that there was nothing.
Me and Joey watched a documentary on it on my birthday, actually, that came out last, I think, because of, it's so sad that it happened that way.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I'm a rabbit hole person, and there's so much to September 11th that I do not understand. But
my chiropractor told me today they didn't find no plane parts.
Yeah, it's funny that they, but they can literally burn an entire building, but somehow the passport survived the burn.
Right. With the same way in Maui, blue cars didn't melt to the ground when other cars' hubcaps were melted off. But the blue ones were fine. Oh, God. Anyway. Yeah. It just made me so sad. And then I heard that the Biden administration, because he did his little speech in Alaska, he wasn't at Ground Zero and he wasn't...
It's the first time ever.
Yeah. And their administration said, well, 22 years after Pearl Harbor, presidents quit going to Hawaii. They should be going to Hawaii, too!
Yeah.
There's no reason that we shouldn't be there.
Just, like, means more to us because we were alive for it. Do you know what I mean?
Because I'm sure.
But I still remember that entire day, like, my entire existence that day.
Yeah.
And how stupid I am because there must have been a fire around. Was I with you? No. We weren't friends in 7th grade. I walked home with somebody.
It was 8th grade.
No. We were in 7th grade. I was in Miss Neville's class.
Was it 7th grade? Because I was in Mr. Romaley's class. Wasn't he an 8th grade teacher?
Possibly. Possibly Miss Neville was too, but this whole time I thought it was in 7th. Either way, I was in Miss Neville's
class. No,
because
my parents got married that year.
So then maybe it was 8th grade. I don't know. I know for a fact it was in Miss Neville's class because when we got in there, she had all the lights
off. Yeah, because
off,
Matt was a senior.
And she had candles on. Okay, so 8th grade.
Yes.
Whatever. I don't fucking know everything. Anyway.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that I got it correct.
But I was, like, really freaking out because it was really smoky outside, and I thought that it was, like, because of, obviously, the smoke from the towers. And then, but listen.
Listen!
And that when my mom had to tell me, like, New York's not in California. Because I thought it was. This whole time I thought New York. That was in 8th grade, though. I was young. And now I realize it's way far away, and there was no smoke from, anyways.
What did you just say? You thought New York was in California?
When I was little.
8th grade
geography
not...
has never been
no.
something I was great at. I never gave two shits about any of that. Oh. I care where I live and where I am and where I'm standing. Where I need to go and where I came from. Other than that, why do I care? Why should I? And then I figured it out. You should care. Because there could be like a terrorist attack and you could think that your life's
maybe
in danger.
We were in 7th grade.
I'm pretty freaking sure we were in 7th grade.
I just remember being Mr. Romaley's class. That's all I remember. So maybe he was a 7th grade teacher.
I remember Miss Neville because when we came in there, all the lights were off. She had candles on. The news was playing. Mm-hmm. And it was English, so she just had us journal about it the entire time. And she, like, literally cried.
We just watched the whole thing.
Every class had it on. Yeah.
Over. We didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't journal nothing. We just sat there.
That documentary that we watched, it was like from the very beginning to the very end, like tell everything, even like them cleaning the rubble. It was like a really thorough documentary. And there was like a whole herd of firefighters having like a briefing. Like the camera was in there, which is crazy to me. Somebody was just sitting there recording it. But I guess for something big like that, I don't know. I don't know. But they can hear, like, banging. Not explosions, but just, like...
People?
They're people jumping out, landing on, like, steel. Like, the buildings next to it. Like, and you could just hear them.
God.
And they kept thinking, like, what is that? And then they figured it out, and you could see everybody's face was just, like... They were, like, mortified. Like, there's nothing you can do. And I'm not gonna say millions. Tons of people were jumping out because they didn't know what else to do. Can you imagine just, like, hearing each one of them hit?
And having the nerve to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing either way you're going to die, most likely.
That's what I don't understand. Well, I don't know. You're not in that situation, but I don't think I would have. Because there's a chance to live. You don't know. Like, none of them knew that the building was going to pancake exactly like a demolition building.
Right.
But how do they know that they weren't going to be saved? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you just
unless
kind of panic
just
at that point.
We didn't want to burn to death because the smoke and the fire, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like showing videos that people had around of people falling.
What? Oh, I just realized that my phone's at 8%.
Oh, is there a charger down there?
There's supposed to be. But, it's not going. Okay, I think we're good, guys.
Yeah.
We got her charging. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that was just, I just noticed that,
very far and few between.
Yes, and it made me really fucking sad. So,
I saw, somebody was telling me at my work, there's like 400 something of the firefighters' children who are now firefighters in New York City. Like,
which
that's
awesome.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Did you know that Pete Davidson's dad was one of the firefighters that died?
Who's Pete Davidson?
The celebrity Pete Davidson.
The one that dated Kim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He died in 9/11.
That's a sad one. Yeah. I can't even imagine being trapped in that building way up there.
I know.
I remember that morning, every morning before school, my mom would like be watching TV in her room, and we would get out of the shower, get dressed, at sometimes not get dressed, just like in our little towel, and go sit on the heater. Just our little thing that we did every morning. And when I came in there, she was crying. Like, the first one had already hit, and they were talking about it. And while I was in there, the second one hit. Like, pretty much everybody watched the second one hit live because they were watching the news. Like, I can literally remember the whole thing.
It's just so crazy to me, especially now that we're parents. Like, what would you do? Well, number one, I don't watch the news every morning.
I don't either.
So I probably wouldn't even know.
We would, though, because we didn't have social media back then like they
did.
Right,
that's
true. Like, we would know.
Yeah, we guess we would know. But it's just crazy to have to tell your kids and have to explain. Or
mm-hmm.
My parents had just gotten married and were in Mexico.
Oh, they weren't even home when it happened?
Mm-mm.
So did they get delayed there because mm-hmm. no flights? That's what I was wondering, because like those little things I don't remember. I do know that they were obviously, the flights and stuff were shut down, but for how long? Was it a while till they started flying?
It was a few days, which doesn't seem really that long in the scheme of things, but it was a few days.
Yeah.
So, because I think they were supposed to come home that day, and they didn't get to come home till like the end of the week, or it was like maybe it was like a week.
That would be scary, like especially as a child. Were you nervous?
No.
I knew you were gonna say that. I would have been like petrified.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I just don't think about that stuff. It's like much easier on my nerves.
My parents have to fly after all.
No,
that.
I was like, I still gotta fucking deal with this old lady. I'm down to 4%.
Why is it not charging?
I don't know. I'm getting real nervous though.
Well, maybe we can just call this our 9/11. And save these, our homework for.
I did so much homework today!
I don't understand why it's not still charging, though.
I don't know. Or it's not even staying.
It says it's charging, though. The little
I know, but it was at 6.
Who comes to a... You did all this homework, but you couldn't even charge your
phone?
Well,
because I was doing the homework. And it was on my phone.
Hold on. Pause. If you guys were wondering why we've taken...
Well, in all fairness, they wouldn't have even known it's taken us 2 hours to charge my phone.
What I was going to say
was,
if you guys were wondering why we did 3 podcasts last year, it's because, first of all, we have no idea what we're doing. And second of all, it might take an hour for your ear holes to hear what we have to say, but it literally takes a century for us to start and finish a podcast.
You guys, we had all the plans today.
Just had to take a 30-minute break.
And it wasn't even Stephanie's fault. My phone. Here's the deal. We've had podcasts before where I've had 24% on my phone, and it's been fine, and it's lasted the whole time.
I think you need a new phone, though, because this thing's overheating badly. It's so hot.
I think I just used it quite a bit today.
And it's fun. It's...
We're tired.
It's putting the white flag.
Yeah. So, anyway, guys, moving on. We've got to move on because we've talked for 40 minutes now.
About nothing. Not even one topic.
But it's
that
not.
We had planned.
Yes.
Okay,
we have.
Every topic
we've done
we planned,
every one so far.
But not the major topic.
Correct. It's just been, you know, a little worded. So, we're back. We're
worded
driving.
Or winded? Huh? Worded or winded?
Worded and winded. I had to run through my house and I thought I was going to die. I did my cardio for today.
We had 1% left by the time we made it back to Tashina's house. And she ran like the wind, bullseye, all the way into the house to get her charger so that it wouldn't die and we didn't lose everything we just talked about.
Y'all, we were panicking because we didn't want you guys to miss that glorious...
And if it died, we didn't know if what we were going
to
talk.
Yeah, we were just going to have to fucking start over. And I don't know if you guys ever talked for 40 minutes and then had to restart the conversation.
Yeah,
and listen to everybody's fucking conversation again. Because we've done that multiple times and it's not as funny the second time around.
Because the second time around, we forgot so many things.
And you know the punchlines to all the jokes.
We can't even fake laugh.
You're like,
like, I heard that once. Anyways.
Okay, so.
I'm so exhausted.
All right, what we were doing today, guys, is yours is a murder.
Mine is about, I didn't, to be completely honest, I didn't read it yet.
Listen, this is why we can't have a nice podcast, Stephanie. I do all the work.
Haven't you seen, like, the news briefings and TikTok and stuff where there's an escaped
murderer? What are we doing? Just riding our bikes down?
It's probably him. There's an escaped murderer from Pennsylvania. He's literally on the loose. They cannot find him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, that's what I'm going to do my topic on.
Okay.
And so I just got the news article and I skimmed through it and realized it was super long, so there must be a lot of info. And I was like, here's the one. And I saved it and sent it to you, but I haven't read it yet because I was in a hurry. But the reason I picked this article is because, look at this picture. Let me get it.
It's really gone downhill fast, guys. We're losing steam.
Like, can this guy not pass for Kim K? Look at the jawline.
That guy.
No.
This dude looks like a goblin.
This dude right here looks like Kim K trying to hide for the paparazzi. Jawline and everything.
Oh, I have not heard about this.
So, an escaped Pennsylvania prisoner now armed with a stolen rifle. Oh, look at that rifle.
Have you seen those TikToks? Where's the two old dudes laughing?
Yes.
It's like when our kidnappers kidnapped us.
Yeah. My mom sends this to me all the time, like when me and my daughter get kidnapped. That just them laughing cracks me up though every time.
Okay.
Anyways, with a stolen rifle and extremely dangerous, please say. Okay, so the convicted killer who escaped from an eastern Pennsylvania prison nearly 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, and he's still at large. What does at large mean? That's crazy to me. At large?
like they're on the loose.
Yeah, at just large. Say that. He's still missing.
Well, at large. Quicker. It's like my writing. It's quicker.
He's considered armed and extremely dangerous. He stole a rifle from a garage of a local homeowner who fired several shots at the fugitive as he fled.
Oh, so he's only got like 3 bullets left.
His name's Danilo Cavalcante.
Gesundheit.
I think I said that right. And he's our age. It always blows my mind when there's criminals who are our age. Like, I don't even feel old enough to be an adult, and they're over here committing murders.
I know. Like you're so young. What are you doing?
And stealing rifles.
Why are you stealing that rifle and killing people?
Come on, you're still a baby.
Yeah.
Grow up a little and then kill somebody.
Yeah. God. Wait until you're at least 90.
But doesn't it blow your mind? Like, God, they're my age?
Yeah.
Anytime somebody dies, does anything, is successful, I'm like, God damn, I'm only 34.
How did you get to be the way you are?
Why are you a millionaire? Stop it. You're making me look bad.
Make everybody feel bad.
Okay. Danilo Cavalcante.
Gesundheit.
34 was spotted on Monday night in Chester County, South Coventry Township, about 20 miles north of the prison. According to the alert, Pennsylvania State Police, the agency leading the manhunt, outlined the perimeter of what?
I just had a heart attack because there's a Chester in California, and that brought it a lot closer.
There's a lot of Chesters in California.
Not the molester. I that lane.
And then I remembered that you said it was Pennsylvania, so I was scared for a second.
You're like, holy shit.
Chester's right at Quincy. Like, that's close.
All I know is you're saying lots of bad names. I have no idea what it means.
Chester's, like, maybe 4 hours from here.
Well, holy shit, you better lock your door.
Yeah.
You keep talking, and then I have to unlock my phone. Okay. They outlined the perimeter of the search area during a Tuesday morning news conference and reiterated hours later that Calavacante is thought to be in the township area bordered by Route 23 and 100.
23 and 100.
I don't know any of this. Residents should secure their buildings properly, properties and vehicles. God damn, this is serious. Report sightings or related activity immediately to 911. I don't know why I'm reading this to you. This is we don't live there. This is going well.
Is there actually details of like
trying
what
to get there?
Or is it just Route 201?
If you guys,
of course, you're gonna take a left by the 7-Eleven, and we're all gonna meet up for the search party.
Pink and a poncho, or yellow poncho, guys. If you're anywhere near Routes 30 or 20
and or 100,
be careful. Properly lock your property.
Not in Chester, California.
In Chester, Pennsylvania. Or Quincy. Quincy, be careful. Okay. God damn it, my phone locked again. Okay. On Monday at about 10:10, this is very specific.
Okay.
On Monday at 10:10 p.m. Not 10:10. Police received a call from a resident who said a shirtless male entered his garage and grabbed a rifle. I want to know why he's a murderer.
Right.
Who did Calavacante murder?
Maybe this isn't the article.
I think this is an article on how he escaped.
Right.
Not what he did. Anyways, guys, he's
at large. Did he escape, like, out of Shawshank when he went through the poo pipes?
I'm getting there.
Oh, God, my stomach hurts so bad.
They're searching the area. 500 law enforcement officers are looking for her. Here's important news. The 22 caliber rifle Calacante has in his possession has a scope and a flashlight.
Oh, great.
So he'll make it at night.
That is the worst fucking article I've ever read.
I'm so good at homework, let me tell you. Well, I don't think I understand the assignment. We consider him desperate.
No
we
shit!
We consider him dangerous.
With his flashlight and his rifle.
I wouldn't suspect that he's desperate enough to use that weapon. Oh, I would. Obviously.
I was like, I wouldn't. I'm pretty sound.
Guys, he's in prison for murder. He knows. Unless he used a fork.
But what? What did he do?
Police say several reverse 911 calls to people within 3 miles warning them of the danger. What's a reverse 911 call?
Where 911 calls you?
Oh. This is ridiculous. Anyways, 911 called 300 people, 3 miles, within 3 miles.
Within 200 and 100
anywhere near
roots.
Route 200.
Can you please just Google him
okay.
and see what
but
he did?
This is important.
Oh, I'm sure
they're
it is.
They're supposed to lock all external doors. Not, like, the bedroom doesn't count. Lock the front door and the back door.
That is the worst fucking article I've ever heard.
Okay, let's... Can you remember how to spell?
Just look up Kutakinte.
Oh my god. What was Danilo
Cavalcante in prison for to begin with?
Question mark.
Search.
Did it actually bring something up? Because... God, do I have to do everything? I gotta take Chevy Chase off there. Jeez, oh Pete.
Oh, that was too much.
Here we go.
The Pennsylvania man who is missing. In prison for to begin with.
For fatally stabbing his for fatally stabbing his former girlfriend 38 times in front of two young children in 2021.
What? Say that again.
He is convicted of first-degree murder for fatally stabbing his former girlfriend 38 times in front of her two children in 2021.
What an overachiever.
He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Well, not that possibility, because he fucking gone.
I wonder if he had a poster like The Shawshank and he used a spoon to chip his way out of there. I don't understand how people are capable of breaking out of prison.
What do you mean?
Like, that just seems like a lot of effort to figure...
You have a lot of time. You have a lot of time, when you have life in prison.
But how do you possibly think that's going to turn out? Where are you going to go? You don't have any money. You only have a rifer. And everybody's external doors are locked.
I mean,
where are you supposed to go?
You know, and you only have a flashlight.
And you can't go anywhere from route 20 to 100.
200.
So where do you go?
I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know.
What do you eat?
He's obviously living for 2 weeks. It's better than a fleshlight.
God, dude. I don't know what to do with you. Can you pause that?
Yeah. Your kids go to bed at 8? I just feel like a really bad parent right now.
My kids, I start at about 8, but they're still coming out of their room at 11.
Okay.
It's a process. World War III to get them
in bed. That makes me feel a little bit better. Yeah. I put myself to bed.
I wish I could put myself to bed at 8, but nobody else in that house will allow it.
Oh, I say, I'm going to bed. If you want me to tell you good night, go to your rooms right now. And then I give them both kisses, and I go to bed.
And then you just... Who knows when they...
And as long as they're quiet, they don't get yelled at. And if they're loud, they get the wrath.
Yeah, no, we start at about 8, and then... Addison, it's 11. When she comes out to tell me sorry for coming out so much.
Oh.
So anyways, yeah, but he's really in prison for some shit.
Yeah, and but if he's on the run for 2 weeks, that's pretty good.
Well, he's got a flashlight, like I said.
He's probably dead, to be honest.
But if you would have allowed me to keep reading that fabulous article, they've had multiple sightings. Regular calls to 911, not reverse.
Okay.
Forward calls. They've had multiple forward calls of people seeing him.
Oh. Okay.
So why they can't find him, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. He's eluding them.
He's probably in somebody's house holding them at gunpoint.
Probably. With his flashlight. Oh, God, that was the best article you've read in a long time. I'm so glad we do this on a weekly basis.
I think you need to just make things a little bit more clear. Some guidelines. Guys, Tashina wrote 7 pages for this. My homework, I was at lunch, and I knew that we had homework, because Tashina texted me like, do you know what you're talking about today? And I was like, nope. And so I was going through and I saw that that guy's still missing. Somebody posted it. And so I Googled man missing from Pennsylvania prison and a bunch of articles came up and I saw Kim K.
Is it Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh?
Did I say Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I clicked on it because of Kim K.
Yeah.
And I scrolled through without reading and I was like, okay, I'm going to send this one to Tashina. And I closed my phone.
Well, I'm so glad we got to listen to that
article. I'm just a minimal effort human.
Yeah.
And it's all for your entertainment purposes. If I would have read that article, I wouldn't have picked it.
Oh, man.
I'm dying to hear the 7 pages of stuff that you wrote down, though.
You know, I feel like you're making fun of me. And I really take our stuff seriously.
I love how much effort you put into this.
I want to be superstar podcasters, and you're just not putting...
The only effort I put into this podcast is sitting right here talking shit, because the second I get out of this car, I don't do anything. You're the one putting the sound. You're doing the...
Video.
Yes.
That was hard to figure out again, too, by the way.
We're going to do it again, or you're going to. We're going to... I did effort. I listened to the podcast so I could tell you what part to...
Oh, that is your part.
Yeah. And I've also made multiple songs for us.
You have. Okay. You have. You're like the seasonal one.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is, I don't know if you guys all remember, but back in 2015, there was the phenomenon sweeping the nation of Making a Murderer. Murderer. On Netflix.
Before you start, I have a question.
Sure.
You told me that the episodes aren't fully on, so you're going to have to do updates.
Correct.
But I've watched this whole... Unless somebody else did another documentary...
So obviously, you don't fucking listen to a word I say. And that's fine, because you're going to learn right now. So thank you for listening to me. Okay, so...
You're terrifying.
In 2015, they made a documentary called Making a Murderer. Stephen Avery. It was the life of Stephen Avery. He had been sent to prison for a sexual assault and was exonerated in 2003 for them using DNA. So he was released.
So his DNA was not on there.
Correct. He had spent 18 years in prison at that point. He got out, and within 2 months, he was... the prime suspect of a murder investigation. So through the whole document, when I watched it, I was like, what the fuck? They're framing him. I mean, the way that everything came out in that documentary, it was like, they had no evidence. They didn't, it was just like, and then when they did have evidence, it was like kind of somehow magically appeared. It was crazy. So I saw that Daily Wire...
I love Daily Wire.
Me too. I have now subscribed.
Have you?
Yes, because I keep seeing all of these, like, podcasts and stuff. So Candace Owens is producing this, and it's a 10-part docuseries hosted by Candace and produced by Candace.
In Stephen Avery's favor? Or
no.
Against? Ooh, against. So it's the I want to watch it then. Hold on.
Okay.
Because I don't remember all the details of it, because I watched it when it first came out, so it was a long time ago.
Yes.
But I do remember feeling like he was framed. Like,
yes. Like, that's what you got. Like, he's just kind of this country bumpkin. He doesn't really have a good education.
What? Is that the same lady walking with her dog that was just at your house?
No, that's...
Okay.
He doesn't have a good education. Like, they're kind of backwoods people. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so you got through the whole thing and you're just like, how the fuck did, because he did get convicted of her murder. And you're like, on what evidence?
Yeah.
Like, what? And then it makes you feel like our fucking justice system sucks.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder these people are getting, you know, convicted and they're not really doing anything. So the lady that produced Making a Murderer, the one in 2015, was a lawyer.
Okay.
Who hated being a lawyer and decided she wanted to go to film school. While she was riding the bus home, or whatever, the tram home, she saw the article about Stephen Avery and decided that's what she was going to do her debut documentary on. Okay, so she's a lawyer too, so it helps. So, the way that the Making a Murderer starts is, it goes through back in 1985 is when he got convicted of the sexual assault. There was a girl that was sexually assaulted in his hometown on the beach, and they did a lineup for them, and she said it was him, 100%. So with some other evidence, they convicted him. He had to go to jail. He spent 18 years in there. He kept fighting for it the whole
like
time.
Appealing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole time he kept saying that he was innocent. They finally had DNA in 2003, and so they were able to exonerate him. They found out he was absolutely not the sexual assaultant, whatever. So in 2003, he gets out, and like he pretty much was the hometown hero. Like, oh my god, this is so great. You know, he didn't really do it. He's finally out. He lost 18 years of his life, but whatever. So he gets into a lawsuit with the Manitowoc County.
For convicting him?
Correct. Wrongly convicting him for $34 million. Okay.
God dang.
And so, so that's kind of where in the documentary, they were like saying that the Manitowoc County police or the sheriff's department wanted, like, was planting stuff because they didn't want to pay the lawsuit. So he's out of jail in 2005. So his family owns a salvage junkyard. And so they have like all these wrecking cars. There's like 4,000 of them. So in 2005, Auto Trader magazine photographer Teresa Halbach goes missing. Her last location was with Stephen Avery at the family auto wrecking yard. Stephen says Teresa showed up, took the pictures, was there for 4 or 5 minutes, and then left.
Pictures of the wrecking yard?
Pictures of the vehicles, because she was the Auto Trader photographer. Okay. So she, like, if you had a vehicle you wanted to sell, she would take the pictures. So, and then when I watched that docuseries, it sounded like that was the first time that those two had ever met. So because he was the last person that saw her, and that was her last log, he becomes prime suspect number one. So he went from hometown hero being exonerated to prime suspect.
So possible murderer. At this time, she's just missing, though?
Yeah. So, like, 2 days later, or like a day later, they do a search party for Teresa. By mid-afternoon, Teresa's RAV4 is found in the back corner of the Avery's lot, under some, like, old plywood. And in the documentary, again, it makes him seem innocent. So, like, it was very suspicious that...
It was just planted there?
4,000 vehicles, and the aunt walks directly to the vehicle.
Yeah.
So, some other stuff that seemed kind of suspicious, in the documentary was... The RAV4 at the salvage yard, how quickly they found it. They found her car key in his room, but not until the 7th search. So on the 7th search, they finally found it. There was an unsealed vial of Steven's blood from the first case. And in her RAV4, there was Steven's blood. And it was unsealed, so they thought somebody had tampered with it. There was a $34 million wrongful lawsuit against the Manitowoc County. The Manitowoc County law enforcement officers conducting the investigation when they were deposed for the lawsuit. So, like, they were still doing the investigation when they should have given it to a different county.
Which makes sense.
Lieutenant Link, who found the key... came back 4 months later and magically found the bullet that supposedly killed this Teresa lady. And then the 16-year-old nephew, Brendan, witnessed and was an accomplice, but he was deficient in cognitive abilities. He was interrogated for hours, no food, nothing, kept being promised that he would get to go home if he just told the truth. So they were like feeding him what they wanted to hear.
Have you ever seen videos on how they do that?
Yes.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So when that documentary came out, they were all about the ACAB, All Cops Are Bastards, BLM was taking off. And people really got behind Stephen Avery. He was like the first white person that didn't,
deserve the cops' mistreatment.
Right. And then black people were like, well, this happens to us all the time. So then people were really starting to rally around the misabuse and the injustice of cops and all of that.
All these people care about a white man because all this is happening to black people and they don't care.
Correct. And so, I mean, like, it was huge. Like, I remember watching it and, like, talking to people about it, but I didn't realize, like, there were Reddit forums, Facebook groups, they were petitioning Washington, D.C. to get him. They asked Obama to pardon him. Like, I didn't realize any of that stuff was happening. Like, that blows my mind. So,
Well, in 2003, we were babies.
2015.
No, that's when the documentary came.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. When the documentary came out is when all the, like, the BLM stuff and the ACAB and all that stuff. There's quite a few expert witnesses on this case just because they've pretty much devoted their whole life. This one lady quit her job because she was taking care of her mother and was going to babysit her grandkids and has completely read every deposition, every interview, like, from front to back. She has bookcases in her...
To find, like, discrepancies, basically?
Yeah, just to put the case together.
Yeah.
Like... everything. Like, she knows everything about this case. More than any defense or, like, anybody. It's crazy. Okay, so, again, the way they portrayed him was that he was, like, this innocent guy. He barely got in trouble. They just pretty much stayed to themselves. Well, now, in this docuseries, I've only been able to watch four of them. It kind of gives you the other side. So, it kind of starts out with, Stephen had been in trouble since he, even before he was 18, but 18 is kind of where he started doing, him and his buddies started robbing bars, and there is one thing that was brought up, that he just stole a sandwich and a few dollars. Well, what it didn't say was that he went back the next night, and the next night, and the next night.
And kept?
And kept stealing, and it wasn't just a few dollars, and then he completely demolished the whole bar. And then his parents had a cabin, and so they'd take all the stuff that they stole and put it in the cabin. Well, Stephen's dad, went up to the cabin one time, and there was all this shit in his house, and so he called the cops, the reverse call, and was like, hey, there's all this stuff in my house, and I don't know how it got here. So, like, Stephen ended up getting in trouble for all of that stuff. On his honeymoon, he stole a lawnmower and a mini bike. Like, what?
He's a klepto.
Yeah. And then his first wife said that he was really obsessed with his ex-girlfriend. He had dated this girl, and within 6 months asked her to marry him. She said no, and then he, like, obsessively stalked her until he found that one. In 1982, so this
but
was...
she still married him.
Yeah. 3 years. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of education in that community.
Yeah, I got a whole Hills Have Eyes vibe from that documentary.
Yes. So in 1982, he got a cruelty to animals charge. He lit a cat on fire. And we all know...
that's one of the first signs.
Right. And he said that he threw the cat over the fire. But eyewitnesses say he absolutely threw it into the fire, and then the cat tried to get out, and then he threw it back into the fire, and then it tried to get out again, and he didn't want it to suffer, so he doused it in gasoline and then lit it on fire so it would die quicker.
He's a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
How compassionate, really.
His...
he just was trying to make it faster for it.
So his... brother Earl had said that his dog ran away one time, and when him and the dog came back, the dog was, like, mutilated, pretty much. Like, bloody, like, beaten to an inch of its life when he ran away. Avery describes himself, these are his words, as an impulsive man, a person who acts out of anger, an individual who possibly would be better off if he thought before he acted.
He said that about himself.
He also says, I always get the blame anyway. When they were, like, asking him why he's, you know, he's, like, very much a victim mentality. Yeah. Like, he could do something to you and you would do something back. Well, I only did that to you because you did that to me. Like, he's a total victim mentality. So, his cousin, not by blood, by marriage, it's very important. Was talking shit about him at a bar. She's a barfly. Or so the documentary made it seem. Turns out, like, she just was being a, you know, like, she would go and talk to her friend and whatever. Anyway, He ran her off the road, and by ran her off the road, I mean she was parked at a stop sign ready to turn. He slammed into the back of her car until she was, like, in the ditch.
Like, inserted her into the ditch?
Yes. Made, pointed a gun at her face, made her get out of the car, and get into the car with him. Her child was in the car with her, was screaming, crying, and so she was like, please let me go. He finally did let her go. So that her name is Sandra Morris. And at the time, she was married to one of the deputies. And so they thought, like, because she was part of, you know what I mean? Part of all of that. He got an indecent exposure charge that they made it seem in the documentary that Sandra had filed against him. And if you read the rest of the deposition, like, they read you this chunk in the documentary. And it's like, well, didn't you say this? And she's like, no, not that I can remember. I don't remember saying that. So it kind of makes her sound like she's lying.
Yeah.
Like she had said something and now she was taking it back. When in all reality, it was an anonymous call. Another neighbor called it in. So she actually didn't say it. What else? So anyway, he ended up getting, because when he put the gun in her face, he was a felon already, and so he ended up getting 6 years for that incident
after he had already gotten out. So mm-hmm. It's after. Okay.
Yes. So at the time of the rape, he was already in the process of getting getting charged with this murder or with this
felony.
He got charged 2 counts of reckless endangerment, and then the felon in possession of a firearm, which is 6 years. So, they made it sound like the 18 years that he spent was wrongfully charged. 6 of it was for her.
Yeah.
Which was part of what he needed to do. That was an actual real charge. The other 12 were not. But, yeah. And they never mentioned that. Not once. And so while he's in prison, he's got 5 kids with his wife. He asked her for porn, and she was like, okay. So he, like, circled the magazines that he liked their poses, and she would have her kids take pictures of her.
Her kids?
Her kids. Well, then that wasn't working out, and she wanted to leave him, so he told his brother, who was 14 or 15, Earl, at the time, to take care of his wife while he was away. So then he would make them do sexual activities together while he was on the phone with them. And then that kind of phased out, and then Earl got a wife, and then the wife, her name's Candy, didn't even know that he had a brother that was incarcerated. And then all of a sudden one day the mom was talking about going to see her son, and she was like, who? Like, oh, you can go with us. So then Stephen took a liking to her and wanted her to be his wife, and then the brother could just be the boyfriend.
What the hillbilly?
And she said,
absolutely
not. And he started stalking her, writing her letters, saying he was going to kill her if she didn't do anything with him, or if she didn't do what he wanted. So it shows this pattern, right? Of the documentary shows this nice guy who pretty much wouldn't hurt a fly. And now you're just getting all these patterns of him being a fucking psychopath that wants to get his way. And if he doesn't, you know, he's gonna kill you. He wrote his kids some cards while he was in prison, like Easter cards and stuff. It was like, oh, happy Easter, daddy loves you. I'm gonna kill mommy when I get out, and we're gonna run far, far away. Like, what the fuck? So it shows, like, this whole pattern of him just, like, being a psychopath. So then, what happened? So his first wife, Lori, had a biological son, but it wasn't Steven's. And one time she left to, like, go to the grocery store or something. When she came back, the kid's 2 front teeth were knocked out. Like, he was just a fucking nightmare. In 88, they finally got divorced, and he was upset, so he petitioned the court saying that his ex-wife was a bad mom and that they needed to go check on the kids, and they did.
And he was in prison at the
time. Yes, and everything was fine. She was actually doing so much better without him. Shocking, I know. And then they came and interviewed the kids about when they come to see him. And the kids were like, he pinches us under the table, he does all this stuff. So then he pretty much got his kids taken away. So when he got out, there was only one of the kids that actually talked to him, and it was his daughter, Jenny. And the mom had said that one time Jenny came home and she had hickeys on her neck. And so she asked who did it, and she said it was Dad. He thinks it's funny.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So then, I can't remember where the thing, oh, here it is. So his ex-wife, Lori, marries a guy named Peter Dassey, who previously was married. Put your hat on for this, okay? Are you ready?
Blow my socks off?
Yeah. So Lori was married to Steven, okay? They get divorced. Lori is now married to this guy named Peter. Peter was married to Steve's sister, Barb. Okay? And they have...
That's a small town.
Yes. And they have four sons, and
so
one of them...
So she divorces him, marries a guy, and takes care of his nieces, basically. If they're his sister's kids, right?
Well, they're boys, so... That nephews. Means. Yes. So, one of the boys is... Brendan Dassey, which was the nephew that supposedly helped him kill that Auto Trader magazine lady.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway,
that's
so...
That's not a Twilight Zone. I feel like we're back in it.
Yeah. So, anyway, it just shows like a well... So far, it's just showed like a well-established patterns of him being absolutely an abusive person, has no problem pulling a gun on somebody, especially if he doesn't get what he wants. Like, there's definitely signs of abuse there. Mm-hmm. There's two more pages, but I can't read my handwriting.
And... Shocking.
Shut up.
You know what blows my mind, though? Is that you can have a documentary and watch it, mm-hmm. and fully think you're mm-hmm. getting all the information and like have 100% set your heart on believing what they said, mm-hmm. but you're missing so much stuff, and it's literally how everything in this world is ran.
Like, yeah.
You have two
they
sets of people.
They only tell us what we want to hear.
And you have two sets of people, and they believe one thing, and uh-huh. the other ones, and they're like black ants and red ants fighting in a fucking jar, but nobody has any of the full information.
Well, and that's what they were saying, that when they did the forums and the Facebook groups, at first it was like very like mature conversations. Everybody was trying to get to the bottom of it. Yeah. Everybody was working together, and then it split.
Yeah.
There was the guilters and the truthers.
Yeah.
People who said he was guilty no matter what, and then there was the people who thought he could do no wrong. I mean, it comes out that his niece... Who isn't his... So it's his brother, Earl, the one that was sleeping with his wife. His wife, Candy...
It's like a freaking...
Had a
Jerry
daughter...
Springer episode.
Had a daughter from another marriage. So they weren't blood related. But when he got out, he was 43 years old and she was 17. So he was like a hero when he got out. And so she thought he was famous. She always wanted to go with him everywhere. Well, he ended up forcing himself on her. And she finally came out about it. And he raped her. But... For a long time, she didn't come out and say it, and then she finally did. But these people are like, well, you know, it was very much consensual and blah, blah, blah. And it's like...
How can outside people ever say anything was consensual unless you were in that fucking bedroom?
Right? Like, and it most likely wasn't. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's just, it's kind of crazy. So I've only gotten to part four. The next one is going to be on the 14th. But here's the timeline that I wanted to go through really quick. So June 20th, 2005 is when Steven and Teresa first meet. This is the lady he supposedly murdered. Okay. Then August 15th, his girlfriend at the time, Jody, goes to jail for a DUI. After Jody goes to jail, he sees Teresa, the Auto Trader lady, like boom, 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 like multiple times a week, or at least one time a week, because she was only in his county one day, but it was like week after week after week. So we got August 22nd was the second appointment. August 29th was the third appointment. September 19th is when he set up an appointment with her, but he used his sister Barb's husband's phone number to set it up. And then was like, hey, while you're here, can you go with me to my place and we can get another picture? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. October 10th was the fifth one, and it was a hustle shot. But before the October 10th one, on October 9th, him and his sister Barb went to an adult sex store and got leg irons, handcuffs, and furry covers. Anyway.
I don't know what leg irons are either.
Yeah. You know, like when they put the irons on your legs. And then the next time that he saw her was the last time anybody saw her.
So he had some fun on the furry sheets with her.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're definitely going to have to keep us updated on what you hear from that one. And now it makes perfect sense, because I was like, why is she so into this when that documentary, like, was so old news?
Right.
And I thought you were going to come in here and we were going to totally be on
his side again.
Stephen
I know, because I really was. I'm not going to lie.
So
like,
did you watch that first
Yes, and I was like, there's no way that yeah. dipshit is, like, they are, you like, somebody's doing something fishy in that yeah. sheriff's department, like... And then I was just blown away that he actually got convicted.
Did they have any of the cops interviewed him?
They will. They haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. So,
And how many episodes did you say?
Four.
No, I know, but how many are
oh,
there?
Oh, ten.
Ten.
And so the last thing was, and I just didn't realize from the documentary, I didn't realize that he had met Teresa that much. It makes it seem like it was a one-time thing.
They had just met, yeah.
Yes. And he had known her for a while. And then Teresa had told her cousin, she took pics of the cars. She knew him from TV. And she said that the last time that she had went out there, he had came out in a towel. And it really creeped her out. And she didn't want to go back there. And she fucking ended up going back. And
sometimes if the pay is good.
No, she's dead, so... That was it.
The only thing you didn't cover is, so you said that they found a bullet, but she was shot, and where was she found?
Well,
like,
because
how did they even
haven't gone over that. Okay. I just remember, well, and I don't even remember it from the documentary either, because I remember that they found bones in, like, a barrel in the backyard, and that was after, like, a random amount of time, too. So hopefully the next couple episodes will be more... It was kind of like the first four episodes were like the whole backstory of like what happened in the 80s, how he was always getting in trouble, how he was showing a pattern of being a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
And then it was just now starting... Yeah. And so it was just now starting to get to Teresa. So hopefully the next ones will be how they found the random fucking car key
yeah.
and the random bullet and all of that stuff. So I'll have to update you week by week.
You will.
Because... I binged it and then
I
was like, what the fuck?
I love that Candace Owens, though. She gets down to business.
Yeah, she's my favorite,
I'm
honestly.
Surprised she hasn't ever got, like, well, she probably has, like, death threats and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
She's, like, full on.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
Saying it like it is, and she doesn't give two shits Mm-mm. if you believe it or not.
No.
All the people on Daily Wire. I love Daily Wire, honestly. Yeah.
So I'm hoping, I had to freaking buy a membership. They don't let you do monthly. You have to pay it in full for the year.
Of course not.
But I'm going to document the shit out of everything. I'm going to read everything they have.
You're going to do so many good assignments. I'm going to continue to do the assignments like
Could you maybe try just a smidge harder?
Girl.
Like, maybe read half of it at least.
But then it wouldn't be so much fun.
That's true. You're right.
Just
okay, well.
Exciting to see what we get.
It's only been 2 hours.
No, because the first one is 36 minutes. This one's 45, so it's like an hour and a half.
You guys, we started about 6:15. It is now 8:08.
Yeah, it's been a moment.
She's been long.
We started in one location. We wound up in another watering flowers for a while. We're back in the second location.
My phone's at 92% now.
It was light and now it's dark.
It's time to go to bed.
I used to smell good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a little ripe. Our podcast... Why do you have the heated seat on?
Because you have the freaking AC.
Oh, I thought you wanted it on.
No, that's why I turned it facing you.
Oh. Okay, next week will not be on Tuesday, though.
Monday.
And I'm sure we can really get our shit together on a Monday.
We have the weekend.
Like, that's gonna change anything. One day you're gonna surprise me and really be...
I just exhausted all my efforts with Eliza Lamb.
You really did.
And now I'm just,
I
like,
need that
exhausted.
Stephanie to come back, though. She'll like, come... she planted...
This
like...
Stephanie really is, like, the busiest Stephanie that's ever been in her
I know.
Life. I can't get to... And I keep wondering why I can't get my shit together. I can't wake up early and work out. Sometimes I don't even do it in the afternoon. But I'm busy.
Yeah. It's... You'll be all right.
And by busy, I mean I'm really not that busy because this is the extent of my on-call, and I've been on-call for 2 hours, and have you heard that thing go?
No. I'm starting to wonder if it's off.
Sometimes I'm on-call for 4 days in a row and not one call.
Right.
So I'm not...
Don't talk about it. Knock on wood. Busy. You don't need that kind of...
No, because I like calls.
Until you get a really good one just now, and you're going to be like, heart palpitation.
I have a heart attack right here because I've already got an energy drink in me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
But hold on really quick.
Just kidding.
Since I brought up Eliza Lamb, did you know that they're making a Netflix series about that?
No.
Like, they're doing an actual, not documentary. like a series.
Oh. So like a docu-series?
No. Like, they're going to have actresses, and, like, it's going to be, from what I understand.
Oh, well, how are we going to know who killed her?
I think they might just wing it.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right.
Nobody knows anything about that, so.
That's true.
I'm here for it, though.
All right. It's been fun.
I was just wondering why I was seatbelted in for this podcast.
It's been a roller coaster. Make sure you're seatbelted in.
Okay, guys.
Okay, for reals this time, for the 8th time.
Goodbye.
Cheerio.